Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who's Talks Last is coming up in just minutes, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
We'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Ola Macholas and Miles. 16 years ago, my daughter Sapphire graced the world with her presence. While I'm not her biological father, she is my daughter, and I love her so much. So please give her a fish sandwich medley, you big dummy, and I know she would love the coach hyping her up as a cheerleader. Thanks, guys. That from the dad.
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich?
Oh,
brother, can I get a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Ooh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
You big dummy.
All right. First of all, happy birthday. Kind of wish I knew what school you were at, because maybe you're still cheering this weekend. We got state title games coming up.
Yep.
Shout out to my buddy Damon and his kid at Lake Stevens. All right, listen. Cheer is very important, all right? Sure, you have the football team, but you know what else matters? The cheer squad and the band. All right? I don't go to college football games just to watch the ball game. You go to watch all of it. The pomp. The circumstance. And people want to cheer for the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
It's awesome. The mascot's down there with you. Maybe one day you can achieve the greatness of going from a cheer squad girl to a mascot.
I didn't told her to be aggressive.
B-E-A-G-G.
R-E-S-I-B.
I did sadly find out the cheer squad flies a commercial.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I'm sure.
We were on our very early morning flight after that Washington game.
Oh, they were on there.
The entire cheer squad came down the aisle.
You probably love that.
Yeah. You know what? When they're not in uniform, it's just not the same. It's just tiny 20-year-old girls in sweats.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you realize when you see them on the field, you're like, ooh, cheerleaders. And then you see them in person, you're like, oh, this is just a super fit athlete.
Yes, basically, that is it.
I hope that came out right.
No, it didn't. Gentlemen, today's my best friend, Barber, a brother from another mother's 40th birthday. He's officially old as dirt, and I'm a young 39-year-old. He just started a brand new job with some questionable coworkers. You guys, he's down setting up for hometown holiday now. So I want to wish him luck and let him know that we're all proud of him. He and his wife and daughter go to Disneyland more than anybody I know. So could I get Mickey and Goofy talking about what they need to do on their next trip down there next month? And he's the biggest Husky fan I've ever met. So can Coach Ted try to make him feel better about that loss to the damn Ducks last weekend? Oh, and maybe your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
Well, guys, tell you what we're going to do since it's your birthday. You come on down and visit Goofy and I'm going to teach you the downward dog position, but with a special twist.
You know, I think for somebody like you and a birthday this old, you probably want to be over at California Adventure where you can have a beverage or you can go drink with the nerds at Star Wars stuff. Either way, I'm making money.
All right, you know what, Andy Mack? I know it's not your birthday. It's your buddy's birthday. Coach Ted was down there tailgating, too, all right? Now, listen. Did the Huskies win? No. Are the Ducks good? Yes. Huskies played a hell of a competitive game. Nice recruiting class today. Hopefully Jed Fish has them going. The only thing honestly to be worried about is the coaching carousel is so crazy right now. So I hope Jed Fish doesn't jet.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's wild.
No, it is crazy. And finally, for the birthdays, gentlemen, I'd like to wish my friend Regis a very happy birthday today. He would love some advice from Coach Ted, maybe Coke Ted, on how to deal with dating in his 60s as well. And some dad jokes from Miles, and maybe a fart, if we could. Thanks for helping us all stay sane with your daily fun and laughs. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you all. That from Barry.
Which animal is it?
That was the baboon.
The baboon, right. Okay.
All right, man. Dating in your 60s. Coach isn't there yet, but I'll tell you what. Seems like people seem a lot younger in their 60s now. I just met a guy in his 60s that has a butcher shop in his garage. Maybe it's something like that. Tell her you've already retired. I don't know. You can lie a little bit. Ask her if she wants to see your multitude of cars or your home with three bedrooms because it's just you now. You're in your 60s.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Target rich environment, my guy. All right. A lot of singles in that age group. Might have to go up a little bit lower. Either way, you're over 60. I suggest moving into a community like the Commons. What are they called, Ralph? What are they called in Florida?
The Village.
The villages.
Yeah, the Villages.
And watch out for STDs.
Target rich environment.
60 plus?
Yeah.
There's a lot of broads in there, man.
Dirty dad jokes. All right, I got maybe a couple dirty ones, but I'll give you some more before that. Guys, a king and a queen walk in a bar.
All right.
The bartender says, sorry, you're not 21.
Blackjack joke, then. Yeah.
Did you hear about the pickle that got a job?
It was a big deal.
Now he's jerking 9 to 5.
Gherkin. Yeah, it's much
Jesus
different.
Gherkin.
I like jerking better. Where do you take someone injured in a peekaboo accident?
I don't know.
To the ICU. Guys, poop jokes aren't always my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
But they're a solid number two. All right, here's the dirty ones.
Oh, here's the dirty ones.
Yeah. My girlfriend told me that having a small unit isn't a problem.
Oh, yeah?
I prefer she just didn't have one alone. And finally, one is 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end. 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end.
What?
An almond joy. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, come on, a couple extra emails. The subject, coats for kids. This one came in today. It says, older gentlemen, with coats for kids on everyone's mind, I'd like to take a moment and note that some employers have a donation matching program for various causes, including mine. So if any listeners work somewhere that does this, talk to them and get info on how to get that match to the cause. In my case, my employer has a portal and has given me $50 to donate to the cause.
Nice.
And they will match. So now you have a donation through these means, openly dedicated to you guys, and hopefully you can include 100 more bucks in your total. Beer and sausage, that from Dennis.
Nice, Dennis.
And we also want to thank a couple people who made donations today. Nice. We have Kelly O'Mero made a donation, $69. I think that must have been during the morning show. Jeffrey Bernstein, he put in a hundy. Anonymous donated $967.
What is it? The people that donate the most tend to be anonymous.
They don't need the recognition.
I think Migs has a lot to do with this. Kenneth put in 69. Tammy put in 69.
Nice.
John put in a hundy. And Craig and Tammy also donated. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Donate now if you can, KISW.com. The idea is to put as pretty many brand new coats on kids in need as we can. The goal is 2,500 kids. I want to say we're up to about $14,000.
Oh, nice.
As we speak. But we're going to need 50. All right. So $25 puts a brand new American-made coat on a kid in Washington who needs one. So if you can, head to KISW.com.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and as I said at the top of the show, out of the three stories, two of them do with urine. One of them has to do with the United States Post Office, which, again, has a slogan something along the lines of neither wet snow nor rain or snow. Or
rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Nothing will stop the U.S. mail.
Yeah, and partly they're not kidding, so kudos to them. We'll get to them less, but alas. But first, you might remember this lovely young woman from yesterday. A New Hampshire OnlyFans model filmed herself urinating on grocery store food while she was busted over a pee spree in a hotel room, including a Bible. 24-year-old Kelly Tedford, she was hit with fresh charges this week for urinating all over a room at a Marriott hotel in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, she goes by the name Kinky Kelly on OnlyFans. She's accused of recording herself peeing on the air conditioning unit, the comforter, the curtains, and the Bible inside of the room.
Are people requesting these things for her to do that stuff?
As best Mike could put a finger on, I mean, it is OnlyFans, so people are paying to watch her do it. I would say marionette. Thing, something, whatever.
So what, is she just chugging water?
I don't know. I guess when she has to go,
I mean, yeah,
she'll film it.
Everybody's got to go.
But keep in mind, she doesn't just pee. She also defecated on the floor before hiding her feces in the tank of the toilet. So when she was done peeing on everything, she then poops on the floor, scoops that up, and sticks it in the tank. And again, she's making money doing this. But Kinky Kelly, maybe she should change her name to Stinky Kelly, she was hit with 5 criminal mischief charges over the ordeal. Now, the saga unfolded just weeks before she was arrested for spraying a slew of products at the Monadnock Food Co-op, basically a grocery store. She sprayed that food with urine. Her display cost the grocery store about $1,500 for the ruined products and cleaning expenses. The local store was also forced to issue a recall for the, because this is where she chose to do it, the organic quinoa, the organic cornmeal, the organic polenta, the organic coconut shreds, and the walnuts after she peed on those products. Jesus. So she opened up the big bulk stuff. And, right,
oh, man.
Right, she opened the bulk And that, hence the quinoa, cornmeal, polenta, et cetera, et cetera. Cops said the grocery store footage was among a trove of online videos that they uncovered that documented similar acts dating back to at least 2021. So for the last 4 years that they know of and have video evidence of, this is her thing. I didn't realize she peed in the bulk. It's like, damn, man, come on.
That's awful.
These banana chips taste funny.
Because when they first... when I first heard the story, I thought, I don't know, maybe she's peeing out like boxes of cereal or something.
But yeah.
Yeah, she was straight into the bulk bins.
That would be tough.
Yeah. We now go to, but I don't eat any of that stuff, so I do feel safe. We now go to Japan, where we have more pee. Police in Japan, they've arrested a 26-year-old man on suspicion of obstruction of business after he placed a urine-filled plastic bottle on a shelf at a convenience store. Now, according to police, the suspect, who is a company employee, he brought the bottle labeled tea with him to a convenience store at around 11:50 a.m. and placed it on the beverage shelf. Now, a customer who purchased the bottle that day noticed an odd odor when he opened it and reported to the store without drinking it. Now, this forced an inspection of all drink products on the shelf, which obviously disrupted business. Now, police said the suspect was identified after an analysis of store surveillance camera footage. He was quoted as saying, quote, "I only thought it as a prank and had no intention of disrupting business. I was frustrated because things weren't going well at work." So it's not just that you put a bottle of pee up there. It's that you also labeled it tea, just like you have in your hand right now, Ted. Right.
And that's a Japanese brand. I mean, you couldn't tell.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're holding up the bottle. It looks like pee. You wouldn't know. Luckily, the customer that bought it got a whiff of it when they opened it, so they did not actually chug any of it. But still, they ended up having to go through all the bottles because they couldn't trust him at that point. So they had to pull down all the bottles and test them. Why are you drinking your tea like that? It's just tea, Ted.
I know, but it's unsweetened green tea, so I know, it's not the best tasting already. Like, I could be pee.
You should buy the Yasmin. Yasmin's better.
The way you just took a sip of it, like, is this pee? You're good, man. Or are you?
I don't know.
And finally, postal workers at the Allen Park facility, they were instructed to keep working after their coworker, one of their coworkers, was found dead in a sorting machine. Nicholas John Aker of Trenton, he was found stuck in a machine and had been dead for hours before firefighters arrived. Now, one of Aker's close friends, Matthew Stifler, yes, Stifler, he's a postal maintenance mechanic and union representative. He said that he helped pull Aker's body from the machine. Stifler also said that Aker's body was still inside the machine. While it was still inside the machine, the plant manager instructed the employees, just keep working. Stifler said, quote, "When this happened, the plant manager wanted us to move to another part of the building and keep processing mail. Now, many workers took time to grieve, but the managers threatened discipline." Quote, "People took time off to deal with this, and he's like threatening discipline and saying that we were all AWOL." Now, Stifler noted that employees who went to Aker's funeral were worried about retribution, calling the plant manager a problem and saying the issue had been ongoing. He also said the plant manager hasn't said anything about Aker's death or addressed any of the safety concerns. Quote, "He kicked me out of the plant because I was telling people about their rights." That's from Stifler. Again, he's a union representative. He expressed some fear about speaking up publicly, but insisted that the state do something about this. By the way, fewer than 90 days before a 36-year-old Aker was found dead in the mail sorting machine, the USPS Detroit Network Distribution Center in Allen Park, a formal grievance had been filed warning that the very same machine was unsafe.
Okay. So they knew.
So they knew it was unsafe. Then the guy dies. He's stuck in the machine for hours. And it's your coworker. So you know this person. Like, just keep working, man. And if you don't, you face discipline. I think that's the worst part.
I mean, good that they had the union guy there to be like,
yeah,
you can't do this.
And that's what they did anyway. So we got the OnlyFans model that peed and pooped all over the hotel room and then peed into the bulk stuff at the grocery store. We got the guy in Japan who worked at the convenience store, was having a bad time at the convenience store, peed in a bottle, labeled it tea, and someone actually purchased it. They did not drink it. And the manager of that particular postal spot insisting with threat of discipline that you keep working in spite of the fact that your friend and coworker is dead in a machine.
All right.
I think based on the fact that the guy lost his life and they knew the machine was faulty, that one is the worst.
I would agree.
Well, that and those coworkers had to see their friend or coworker. I mean, even if you don't like a coworker.
Even if I don't like the guy, it's like that's...
I mean, seeing a dead body, period, it's kind of jarring.
You know, that's a good point. Knowing them makes it worse, but you're right.
The OnlyFans woman, She's been at this for 4 years now?
That we know of, yes.
And she peed, destroyed a hotel room. The stuff in the grocery store was worse because people probably ingested a lot of that.
To be fair, it was quinoa, but yes.
But yes, but they still ate whatever she peed on. You know, so that's, to me, it's the guy in Japan. The guy did not drink it. Horrible thing to do, but out of the three stories.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the guy that peed in the tea bottle and put it on the shelf as a, quote, prank, he sucks less.
And that's the only one that's sort of funny.
Is
right.
It?
Well, you don't want to drink urine.
I don't.
But the way the guy, like, I could see it. The guy's just, he hates this. He hates that job.
Yeah, he's mad about something.
So he gets all fired up. I feel like maybe Thrill hired that woman to pee in the
in the ball. Pee in the quinoa.
Right?
But now, I'd have had her hit the produce section. Like, if it were me and I said, all right, I'm going to pick a place in the grocery store for food I don't like, probably produce.
Right. I mean, in theory, you'd still rinse it before you cook it, but it's just gross.
It's not good enough. Yeah.
You're right. The Michigan guy sucks the most, but I'm with you. I'll say the Japanese guy, which is still awful.
Because, you know, when I first read the story, I thought, like, he just took a bottle, put it on the shelf. I didn't realize initially that he also decoyed it to be a product that someone buys. It's just like, wow,
and
man.
Ted, you're right about that tea. I bet it's the same brand. Or close to it.
I just drank it because the doc told me to drink more green tea.
Mm. And it does look like pee. I mean, you held up the bottle.
But also, sometimes I've been part of a prank that went wrong. Right? We threw water balloons at somebody's house. It was cold outside. Next morning, they slipped on the ice and broke their leg.
Oh, damn.
So sometimes pranks go awry, right? And in retrospect, that was a bad idea.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Dumb woman doesn't know.
But here's the difference.
And I was like 14.
But being malicious was just the water balloons, not the idea that you would ice
you were going to hurt somebody.
The guy that left the bottle, it's like your full intent was that someone bought this and drank it. Half of that came true. They bought it. But luckily, your pee smells bad enough that they figured. See, that's the
difference. He also just needs a new job.
Yes.
Like, he's reached the point where he hates light enough.
When you start doing that.
The highlight of his day is going to be watching somebody take a swig of urine.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
99.9 KIA.
DSW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, get up here until 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Officials in Japan are attempting to crack down on zombie cigarettes.
Are they what, laced with something, I guess? Something with a drug in it?
Yes, there's like a fast-acting anesthetic in them. So it's, I don't know.
Are people taking it for any reason other than just to get high?
I don't believe so, okay, no. Right. But, you know, obviously it's causing a disturbance, so they're taking issue with it.
I can see that, okay.
Right, so that's the thing to be on the lookout for, yay. Where's that at? Japan.
Oh.
Zombie cigarettes. And they've got a handful of other names as well, but it's... You know, it's beyond me. When you get into the realm of drugs, I start to lose.
There's always something
there. Yeah, there is.
Correct.
Right? Hey, there's always something around the corner. I think half the time they sit on it. So, like, hey, they're going to do a crackdown on blank, flood the market with so-and-so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in theory, with a country that strict on drug laws, I'm sure that seemed like a slick way to get around it.
Just smoking a cigarette in front of the cop.
Right, I guess I'm just reading they put it in vapes, too.
Uh-huh.
So you wouldn't be able to tell.
No. Immediately.
Right. Right. In a new study, gas stoves were linked to a hidden nitrogen dioxide exposure affecting 22 million Americans.
That seems reasonable. Yeah. I think it's great, but you know, in retrospect, like, sure.
And basically, they were saying, like, if you could switch to an electric stove, like, that would cut down your risk incredibly.
Now, that said, I have an electric stove. I deeply prefer a gas stove.
Sure.
Whatever it might be doing to me, it's fine. It is what it is, but I do prefer the gas.
I'm with you. I like the open flame. I feel like I can control it better.
It costs less.
It costs less.
Feels like it can cook hotter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I got an electric stove. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten used to it, so just it is what it is, but I do prefer the gas.
I can cook more consistently with an open flame.
You're right. It's like you just controlling the temperature. And credit to mine, it does pretty well on that, but sure. I don't know.
I'm with you. Yeah,
I got to wait 1 second for it to adjust. We're with the flame. Boom. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just the analog dial.
Exactly.
I just missed the sound. Like,
it's how my dad cooks.
Yeah. With that on.
Just with no flame. No.
Oh, yeah, on pilot.
Well, he's trying.
On the ignition.
He's trying to blow up your house.
He's trying to kill everybody.
Damn.
What is that sound?
The average child's allowance has reached a new level. Anybody know what the average child's allowance has gotten
per week, right?
Per month.
Oh, per month.
Per month.
I have no idea. Month. My kids, we don't do an allowance.
Okay. I didn't either. You know, we did allowance for chores, and then we didn't do the chores, so we could quit getting the allowance.
Yeah, that's exactly how that worked. Like, you can earn money, but I'm just giving it to you.
Right. Any ideas?
So, a month, 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Now,
100 bucks.
100 bucks.
25 bucks a week.
225.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you're the closest without going over. $52 a month.
Dang.
Oh. Good luck.
I mean, it's not going to buy kids anything, you know, and obviously the cost of living's gone through the roof, but it's not as bad as I thought.
Hopefully it teaches you how to budget.
Oh, no.
You were good at that when you were a kid.
No.
You know? I mean, I didn't blow through my money. I needed to save it for certain things.
Right, and my parents bought me plenty when I was a kid, so I was able to save whatever money I was collecting. You know, I bought my first game system. I forgot how old I was, but the N64 was decently new.
Sure.
And I went out and I got it for $100, which... get a game system for $100 these days. But that was kind of my big accomplishment, was that I just, whatever I did and I gained up money, I knew what I wanted and I was able to save up for it.
My daughter got a lot of money for her birthday last month, and last week she went with a friend and spent it all. Just none of it made sense to me at all. But
all at the casino.
Like, you are now broke. Like, you are happy, but hey, you're now broke.
What did she buy?
I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
My wife, she showed us each thing. My wife and I just looked at each other. She's going, she's happy. Don't, whatever. Now she's broke.
Okay.
I'm step away from
she's
this.
At a time in her life where she can be.
Yep.
I mean, I'm with you. I remember my first job landscaping. I went out, as soon as I got it, I went out and bought a pair of Air Max 99s.
But it's what you want.
Right. And I've just been eyeing those shoes. My parents are like, we're not buying them for you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, once a parent says that, you know what you're saving your money for.
And it's at a time where you got to pay for maybe the gas in your car if you're old enough.
That's about it.
If you're riding a bike to and from work, you don't even have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, of course, go buy whatever you want, dude. That is the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 13 years old, 14, whenever you're getting your job.
Yeah, you don't have another debt.
No.
You know, you blew your money. Well, it's different for us. We still have to pay our mortgage, right?
So, correct.
So they're easier for us to budget because there's some real life stuff. A kid, you're just like, dude, I can wait till my next birthday.
Right, exactly. She's out of money now, and she wipes her brow like, ooh, I'll wait till next time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. No worries.
I feel like, right, you're a teenager. Sure, it's the same for girls and boys. I feel like as a teenage boy, there's always somebody like, I'll pay you to come help me do this.
Absolutely.
You know, people just need hands.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, you go do it. But the difference is kids aren't ever like, hey, I need to buy groceries with the $50 I got for my birthday. Yeah. Like, their reality is way different.
Their groceries is candy.
Unless they're
and
with their friends at the mall, you're buying the food.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And always have.
Yeah, they're not worried about the bills. They're not worried about the food.
Order a pizza,
they're not worried about a car payment. Right. Like, dude, have fun with your money.
Mom, can I order a pizza? Doesn't mean that they're paying for it ever.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're saying, Mom, will you order us a pizza and pay for the pizza?
Correct.
You guys remember that first pizza that you bought with your own money and it was all yours?
It was the best pizza I've ever eaten in my
life. That's what I'm saying. The only meal I remember buying when I still lived with my parents was they were like, all right, you can order a pizza. It was like a Friday night. There was some kind of sport event on. I was like, this is great.
Hands off.
Hands off.
Mine.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 75% success chance on this one. It's an A word and it is a noun.
Abs.
Referring to a power or process that changes or transforms something in a mysterious or impressive way. It refers to a power or process that changes or transforms something in a mysterious or impressive way. A word.
Affirmation.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. You nailed it.
Nice job.
Nice job.
The Alchemist.
Mm-hmm. That word's always throwing me off.
How's that?
Well, like, there's the book, The Alchemist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then I went to an alchemy store once. And I was like, what do you guys sell? And it's like, we make stuff out of other stuff.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. Like, back in the day, if you're an alchemist, you were a scientist, you just not have the knowledge we had now, so they would do things, they believe they could, create gold out of pee.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And I mean, they did all the experiments and electricity and all that, and in the end, they just ended up with hot boiled pee and no gold, but they tried.
I went in that store looking for, like, secret herbs or something, right? I don't know, that's where my head was.
I get you.
Would that be like an apothecary, if you were looking
that might be.
If you're looking for like crazy herbs, and why are we looking for crazy herbs? I ever want to know?
Going through a phase, needing some stuff.
Steve, you nailed it. 2 for 2, a person who prepares and sold medicines and drugs.
Yeah, there you go.
Apothecary.
Now we call them drug dealers.
Or pharmacists.
Yeah.
Ted's dealer.
Well, sometimes it's hard to find sage. Like sage you want to burn.
Right.
Not just you're going to use to cook.
To smudge your apartment.
You can't.
Correct.
Why can't you just use, like, if I'm going to smudge my house.
Yeah.
I can't just go to the grocery store and use that sage.
I know, right? I don't get it.
Like, so I'm trying to get rid of spirits. Like,
I got something in my front yard if you need it.
The spirits are picky.
Right.
Wrong kind of sage.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see our friend here within the next couple weeks.
Who's sage?
Yeah, we'll just burn her.
We're going to light her on fire and tell her to walk through my house.
Rid all the ghosts.
I need you to come over.
Love sage. Sage is always in a bundle.
It is.
Like when you're burning it, the smudge stuff?
Yeah.
Like, can I get just one?
Right? Just one little straw of sage?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? And again, what about that makes the ghosts go away?
I've always wondered.
I don't know. Like, do they just hate the smell?
Maybe. Sage. I only go to the grocery store. I see you have sage in your pros. Do you have, like, smudging sage? Where would I find that?
Sorry, Castle. I know we're getting off subject here. Well, we may be seeing an alternative to blood tests, sweat tests.
All right.
Sweat tests.
And what would that tell them? Is everything that blood
that a blood test will. They basically said that there's hormones and bacteria and whatnot that are in your sweat that kind of give off the same indicators that a blood test, searching for whatever it is, you know, illnesses and whatever, for like diabetes and stuff like that. Like, they can actually find it in your sweat almost as good, if not just as good as a blood test.
Wow. Yeah, so a lot of people freak out, you know, with needles and all that.
Exactly. Like,
just sweat.
And some of the blood tests, though, I've seen recently, there's like at-home ones.
Oh, yeah?
You just like prick your finger and it's got like a little thing. So you could test it like once a month as opposed to going to get, you know.
Go get it drawn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Save money.
A new study on the science of beauty found that people prefer the aesthetic of images that take less neural activity to process.
I wrote that one down, and was hard to do.
I don't have to figure out why I find you attractive. I just look at you and recognize that you're attractive.
Correct. So, and not so much that, but they put two images in front of people, you know, one versus the other, and they found that and you know, which one do you find more aesthetically pleasing? The one that they found more aesthetically pleasing tended to be the one that they were measuring their brain activity with it, and they found that the one that took less brain activity, they found more aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
So, like, looking at nature as opposed to, like, a cityscape?
Correct. So the thing about that is that it kind of takes your brain into a calming state as you're looking at those things.
Okay.
So therefore, your brain tells you, like,
I like those things.
You like this.
Yeah. Feeling very calm.
I feel calm with those.
I don't need a whole lot of thought to know this.
Can I just lay down?
I will take those.
I've never seen a lot of pissed off people at Lake 22.
Not really. No.
Well, generally, by the time you get up there, everybody's kind of in a good mood. Like, we did it.
Yeah, don't start snowing on you.
All right, I guess Miles was the pissed off guy.
Oh, I've had that happen.
Way to find a way to just bring a cloud in.
Been up there, man, on the backside of that mother. With a dog and on a log, and all of a sudden just blew in sideways.
Debbie Downer over here.
God damn it.
Up until a snow cloud.
Della Sauer.
It's all slippery now on the way down.
Gonna go to Vegas and have a great time. And spend way too much money that you don't have.
You know it.
A new study found that the digital burnout is the default state of being online.
What else would it be?
Exactly.
I can't get any kind of burnout unless I'm involved in it.
Yeah. As soon as you get online, you're burned out. So good news is you don't always have to be online.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So just because I'm tired of hearing people bitch about it, I looked up the 10 things to do instead of doom scrolling. Oh, I'm so depressed because I'm I mean, it does involve your phone if you're doing it right, but
I just use the bank.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm just depressed every time I open up my social media. Well, here's a thought. Turn off the social media. But what do you do instead? I know. That's what you're looking for. Luckily, they broke it down here to a handful of different alternatives. Damn it, Ted.
Handful. Sorry.
I need a nap now.
Oh, no. Go to sleep.
Yeah. What to do with the other 49 hours? They start by saying learn a new skill. Use your phone for its positive potential by taking an online course, learning a language, or watching a documentary on a topic that interests you.
Nothing wrong with
all
that.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Stimulate the brain.
Right.
Stimulate the brain, Ted. Not that one.
Downstairs brain, Mike.
I'm learning German down here. Or Latina.
Dunka.
Dunka.
Oh, trying to be more rasa.
Namaste in here. Don't come in.
Yeah. Namaste right back.
That's right. Hang on.
No yoga.
Occupied. Oh. Yeah. Social connections. They say to call or text a friend instead of scrolling, actually talk to a loved one and have a genuine connection.
Hey, you read that S.
Unfortunately, we're kind of reaching a point in our society where just straight up having a phone conversation with somebody, if it's not already established, it's hard to get that started. Because it's awkward. You know, I'd love to have a...
Why didn't you just text me?
I'd love to have an open dialogue with the old man where I just call him casually on the way home or something like that, but then it turns into, well, what do you want? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I think because the world's kind of turned that. You could text me, you could email me, so if you call me and it doesn't seem urgent, right, like, what do you want?
I call every one of my family members and talk to them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At least once a week.
What are you doing?
No, just like, hey, man, how's the week going?
You know, sure.
Talking in the car, you know, I'm driving someplace.
Yeah. They said plan a social activity. Invite friends over for a game night or a simple get-together. Maybe sit in a circle.
Or go to the bar. I know it sounds stupid, but you don't have to go there and get hammered. But yeah. Just going to the local watering hole does my brain wonders.
Sure.
Just going there with other adults.
And also...
talking about whatever. And it's never politics or religion or all the things people get upset about. It's like, I got a cramp in my leg that hurts like a bitch.
Even if you don't want to drink, grab yourself a soda water and lime. Get an appetizer so that you actually patronize the place a little bit there. But then, yeah, just being surrounded by people, hearing conversations, laughter, merriment.
Yeah,
there's a guy we see all the time. He hadn't had a drop, I want to say, in 5 or 6 months.
Something like
but
that.
But he still comes in all the time.
Nice.
And that's a good time.
Yeah.
It's just the conversation.
The social, right.
Yeah. I know a ton of dry bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they work in the environment.
Sure.
Wife and I, we love going to just playing darts, playing pinball, doing, you know, playing pool, whatever.
Ted might stay away from the pool table now, but.
Oh, no. What happened?
It's just. You had different conversations at the pool tables.
Yeah.
That you can't get out of. The man is large.
Physical and active alternatives. They say, Ted, they say, go for a walk. Step outside for fresh air, which can help improve your mood and clear your head.
I can do that outside, too.
Yeah. I think that's a real good one.
I agree. That is honestly how my wife and I pretty well end our day.
You guys walk a lot, right?
We do. We've been on a mission basically since this time last year to get 10,000 steps each and every day. There was a little bit of a stop there that slowed us down.
Sure.
But we, for the most part, at least 11 of the 12 months, we have hit the goal of 10,000 steps.
And you guys talk all the time, right?
We do.
That's the thing. Once you're out walking together, it's like you can sit in the house and not speak to each other.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And then once you're outside, if it's the two of you, you're talking until you get back home.
Exactly. And honestly, where we're at in the weather right now, where it's still cold outside, it's not so much rainy just yet.
Yeah.
But on a good, crisp night, we just throw some jackets on. We've still got like 2,000 steps left to walk. And so we'll just go around the block, decompress on the day. What was your favorite part? What didn't you like? Here's a story. Here's a not. You know, this person sucks. That kind of a thing.
Here's a fart.
Oh, that's honestly, after dinner, Miles, they talk about that. Go on a fart walk. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not art walk. Fart walk.
Exercise. Do some stretching. Follow an at-home workout video or try a program like Couch to 5K. Again, these are 10 things to do instead of doom scrolling. They also say clean or organize. Tackle a small area like cleaning out a drawer, dusting a bookshelf to feel a sense of accomplishment.
Well, yeah, it makes you feel better.
When you have kids living with you, you're on that.
Yeah. Clean out the bats, am I right?
I mean, you just are.
This might not be on the list. Sometimes it's just, for me, as simple as, like, just put the phone out of just
somewhere where you can't just reach it.
Yeah.
Right.
So every commercial break, you don't start Googling why this gangster got killed.
No, you don't need to get on IMDb every time and learn every single movie that this person has done.
Right.
This guy looks familiar. Yeah, he's an actor. You watch movies.
My wife cannot wait.
Nope.
Where do we know him from? And I'm like, and like I said, I like to go down the rabbit
hole.
Me
too. I like to think. Use your brain.
She reaches for the phone, and I'm like, do not look on your phone. Dude, you got to figure it out in 30 seconds. I cannot take this. She's like a little kid on Christmas Eve. And when she does pull up the name, I'm like, do not tell me the name. I still want to noodle this out. I understand you're happy, but I still want to noodle this out.
I'm with her, dude. I love IMDb. That is one of my favorite apps I have
on my
phone. I don't
mind it, but if I just want to know something, I'll go there. But it's like you're watching a movie or TV.
Sure.
And that actor who's not quite A-level, you know them from somewhere.
Yeah.
That's when I like to go down the wormhole and figure it out.
There's a handful of B actors like that. You know what? That might be a future top 10 list.
That's not bad.
I'm gonna name a handful of movies. You tell me what this actor is in.
800 different TV shows and movies.
That's right.
What's his name?
Exactly. Mindful and reflective activities. Again, these are 10 things to do instead of doom scrolling. They say to journal. Write down your thoughts, worries, or gratitude to get them out of your head. I've never been good at journaling. That is, it's always felt awkward. Do I talk to it like it's a person, or do I just, here's my thought. I'm not good at it.
All right,
that's not my avenue. Meditate. Use a guided meditation app or simply focus on your breath to find a sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And actually get into what meditation is. I know a handful of people that think meditation is just sitting there with your eyes closed humming.
Right.
It's
a little more to it than that.
Correct.
You can be meditation state just walking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I tend to do it when I go to bed. Just put myself to sleep. Yeah, I visualize exactly what I have to do the next day. Concentrate on my breathing. And I'm telling you, man, when I wake up, like, I know exactly what I need to do and get it done just because I have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
And when I get out of bed, I do everything in the order that it gets done. Do not stop me. And I can get it done in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right? That's just figure it out. Do it.
And then creative and hands-on activities. They go with listening to music or a podcast.
Hands on.
It's me.
Two hands on. I don't need them. Make something. Engage in a creative pursuit like drawing, coloring, or writing poetry. You know, they have the adult coloring books now that are supposed to help calm people down a little bit.
It's super cathartic, man. I mean, I don't do the coloring books and all that, but every once in a while I'll draw or write some other side projects we're doing or build crap. And like just the week we had off, my wife, because I built a couple of models for things, right? Just out of boxes, spray paint, and all this crap. And she's like, how cathartic was it? I'm like, this is the best time off I've ever had.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because I'm just focused on these things.
You're like a kid putting Legos together, man.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't like Legos.
Your world, your rules.
Right, that's exactly it.
Cook or bake. Try a new recipe or make a meal from scratch, focusing on the process. I do enjoy cooking.
I do that to eat.
Yeah.
I get you. And I do as well. But honestly, having that dedicated time, like, okay, let's put it together. Let's make something. And then it takes a few minutes to kind of get into it, but then as you get into it, it's like you start getting excited for what you got coming.
And also, I realize every time you take the time to learn to cook something new, you've just figured out how to cook 15 other meals.
Absolutely.
It's like learning a song on an instrument. Like, just learn this song, because after you learn that, you're going to find out that you learned 15 other songs right. You didn't know you could play.
It's like, spice combinations.
Hey, man.
I know when I'm in a bad mood, too.
What's that? Cook?
Yeah. Part of the reason I made those meatballs Sunday morning, I was so pissed off at that Lane Kiffin stuff.
Yeah. So burn these things.
I'm just going to cook them.
And then I'll leave you with this last and final thing to do instead of doom scrolling. And it's the old throwaway. Read a damn book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Open the pages. Smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Read the words. Get lost in it.
I put down a lot of books in the last few months.
Which apparently
messed with my eyes. So I had to get my eyes done last Monday.
Uh-oh.
And so she's talking about my the close vision, right? And,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it's not bad, man. And I have glasses for that. But so I put down like 7 books in the last couple of weeks. I'm just like, do you always read that many books? I said, no, but I'm on a mission for something very specific right now. So I'm reading, but I noticed my eyes were getting worse. And she goes, at your age, I hate to say this, don't read so much.
No.
I'm like, really, man? That's...
Damn it.
Okay. I hate learning things.
A self-driving car in L.A. managed to drive itself into a sticky situation, Miles.
What was that sticky situation?
I will tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
You know it.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And I would say that today's shot of the day is definitely listener-inspired, as about 10 million emails showed up this morning saying, dude, you've got to toast this. This needs to be the shot of the day. Finally said, fine, I will shoot this. So today, we toast a masked thief in Northern Virginia. Now, last Friday night, our honoree broke into an ABC store, alcoholic beverage store, and ransacked several shelves of booze. Now, instead of making off with the bottles, our perp, chose to drink themselves into oblivion at the store. And that is why authorities found our perp face down, passed out drunk on the bathroom floor there. Well, he was transported to a clinic to sober up, and after a few hours, he was actually let go. The store is not going to press charges only because the suspect is a raccoon. And I don't know if you've seen the picture of this.
Sprawled out all over the floor.
So they had a video last night on the news, and they're just showing the inside of the store, and there's broken bottles and all that. And it's all booze. They're still not telling you it's a raccoon. So I'm like, man, this guy, just take the bottles. Why would you smash it up? Then they got a pan to the bathroom. I cannot explain how drunk this raccoon looks, but man, he is assed out. And at first I thought he was dead. And they're like, no, he was hammered. But yeah, they took him to a vet. They sobered his ass up and sent him back out into the wild.
Nice.
But I was like, my kind of dude. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is awesome. So we pour this booze, oddly enough, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
All right, it's going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.